Actors Theatre has long wanted to be what's called an equity theatre. The theatre's executive director, Dan Shoemaker, says this year the company finally has enough money in the budget to do that.
It kind of ensures our audience that they're enjoying the work of a highly skilled professional who has undergone years of training in their craft.
As an equity theatre, most of its cast members must be members of Actors Equity, and the theatre must pay them at least $285 a week, no matter how small the role. The going rate was $200 a week. Actors Theatre made the decision to become an equity theatre over the summer. God of Carnage is the company's first production under the new contract. Shoemaker says equity made a difference when it came time for auditions.
It was a little easier, actually, because the actors were aware that we were connected with equity.
Any time that you increase the professional quality of the work that's being done in Charlotte, and any time you can provide professional-level working opportunities for artists, that's good for all of us.
That's Elise Wilkinson, the executive director of Charlotte Shakespeare. Her company, like several other local ones, is pleased that Charlotte will finally have an equity theater after going many years without one.
It means there'll be more artists in the pool for us to cast from. It means there'll be greater interest and respect for Charlotte as a theater community.
Bruce LaRoe, the executive director of Children's Theater of Charlotte, agrees. It's not so much about competition, but building a talented workforce.
When there are more theater companies that are hiring professional, whether equity or not, and depending upon whatever the rate, that means there's an opportunity to build a year-round body of work for actors, and so you'll have more actors live in your community.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.